Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visited Israel today, meeting with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. At the top of their agenda was Israel's withdrawal from Gaza, a move the Bush administration hopes will lead the Israelis and the Palestinians back to the negotiating table. Rice meets tomorrow with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. And Linda, this is Condoleezza Rice's third visit to the region this year. What are the expectations for this trip?
Well, the expectations aren't really that high. The idea is for her to sort of check in with both the Israeli and Palestinian officials and to make sure that Israel's planned withdrawal from Gaza, which is supposed to begin in the middle of August, goes off smoothly. An Israeli official after the meeting told me that Israel would like there to be more sort of coordination with the Palestinian Authority, both for the withdrawal and for what happens afterwards. And so Secretary Rice is sort of acting as a go-between. There are still some very big issues that haven't been finalized. For example, what happens to the houses after Israel leaves? And during the Gaza withdrawal, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has said repeatedly that Israel will not withdraw under fire. So Israel wants promises from the Palestinian Authority that there will not be violence during the withdrawal, and the Palestinians want promises from Israel that at the same time as the Gaza withdrawal, Israel will not use that as an excuse to continue to expand Jewish settlements in the West Bank. So the both sides sort of have demands, and she's kind of acting as a go-between.
And I gather this meeting with Prime Minister Sharon was hastily arranged. What's the urgency on that?
Well, the trip was not planned. The urgency was because last week there was sort of a spurt of violence. There was a suicide bombing in Netanya, Israel, that killed five Israelis. Israel then launched a series of airstrikes that killed at least seven gunmen from the Islamist Hamas movement. Palestinians were firing rockets and mortars at southern Israel and at Jewish settlements in Gaza. One Israeli woman was killed. And so there was this kind of new outbreak of violence. And I think that she wanted to sort of say to both sides, wait, we've got to calm this situation down. It's coming just before Israel's planned withdrawal from Gaza, which is a really major sort of in Israeli society. It's extremely controversial. There have been some very big protests, and I think there was a sense that things were kind of getting out of control. There's also been some infighting between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. There's been some gun battles. So I think, you know, the idea was she wanted to come and just try to sort of calm things down and get the withdrawal back on track.
Could this turn into then something of a shuttle mission?
Well, that's certainly possible. You know, the fact that she's come three times this year is much more than, you know, her predecessor has. And I think it's a sign from the Bush administration that they are willing to be involved in, you know, the Middle East peace process on a more sort of micro level. You know, the fact that she's come so much, and she said the last time she was here that she expects to be visiting fairly frequently in the next few months. So that's certainly a possibility that she will be coming back. You know, my guess is certainly, you know, perhaps if not before, then immediately after the Gaza withdrawal.
Now, there's been some talk that the withdrawal from Gaza may be moved up. What do you know about that?
Well, yesterday, Israel's Vice Premier Ehud Olmert, who in the past has been sort of known as the man who sets off trial balloons for Ariel Sharon, said that it might be a good idea to make the withdrawal earlier. He was speaking this past week. There was a three-day demonstration by, it started off with about 30,000 Israelis opposed to the Gaza withdrawal who wanted to march toward Gaza. Israel declared the demonstration illegal, stopped buses on the way. About a lot of people still get in, and the army says hundreds of people have been slipping into Gaza. So some people, some Israeli officials are saying, why wait? We should just go ahead and do this before more people can get into Gaza, who would then resist the army and the police when they came to do the withdrawal.
Thanks very much. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.